When I'm not hosting this podcast, I am writing books, but it is really hard for me to write when I'm at home, so I like to find remote cabins in the middle of nowhere to just hang out and write. But I hate the idea of my house just sitting empty, doing nothing but collecting dust and definitely not collecting checks. And that's why I'm an Airbnb host. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. Other popular side hustles are awesome too, don't get me wrong, but they often involve big startup costs. By hosting your space, you're monetizing what you already have access to. It doesn't get easier than that. And if you're new to the side hustle game and you're anxious about getting started, don't worry because you're not in this alone. Airbnb makes it super easy to host. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth a lot more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I'm Nicole Lappin, the only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. It's time for some money rehab. Here's your weekly roundup of the headlines that affect you and your finances. Let's start with Elon. Oh, Elon. He is the dude who has kind of ruined Twitter. Tweeted a picture of his nightstand covered in empty cans of caffeine-free Diet Coke and two fake guns, and also tweeted incorrect details about the death of his own child to win an argument on the internet. All of which might make you think maybe Musk should think twice before he tweets. Musk, however, has been in court trying to avoid exactly that. His now infamous tweet, quote, "funding secured to take Tesla private," was the subject of lawsuits, an investigation, and cost Musk and Tesla a minimum of $40 million. After that incident, it was decided that anything Musk tweets about Tesla is supposed to be vetted by a lawyer first, which, considering some of the out-of-pocket stuff he's tweeted over the last few years and how much it's cost him, having a lawyer review his tweets seems like something that should be standard practice for him. However, Musk appealed this ruling, but on Monday, a federal appeals court judge rejected Musk's bid to free his tweets, so what Musk has referred to as his muzzle is going to have to stay on. Speaking of lawyers and CEOs behaving badly, can we have some real talk about Vice going bankrupt? The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday. On one hand, part of me loves Vice. I actually remember reading Vice as a physical magazine. I have a very soft, nostalgic spot for all the startup journalism ventures that were trying to make it big in traditional media. It was valued at $5.7 billion in 2017 and was being branded as the future of media. But those glory days did not last. And before finally declaring bankruptcy, the company struggled to find a buyer willing to pay even $1 billion for the company, which was a far cry from the $5.7 billion valuation. In the late 2010s, many young female writers came forward about being sexually harassed at Vice and its musical vertical Noisy. Now, reports are surfacing that there may have been financial misdeeds as well. The co-founder, former CEO, and current executive chairman of Vice, Shane Smith, is notorious for fostering an environment in which sexual harassment, hard partying, and blurred lines were the norm. During Vice's financial glory days, Shane Smith was almost legendary for his excessive and showy lifestyle. I remember him buying a $23 million mansion in Santa Monica and allegedly once spent $300,000 on a single dinner in Vegas. Some reports have Smith describing himself as post-economic and pocketing $100 million from the company's $500 million fundraising round in 2014. If these reports are true, it may go a long way toward explaining Vice's fall from power. And since we're talking about toxic work environments, let's check in on Microsoft's deal to buy Activision Blizzard. Microsoft makes the Xbox, which is a big player in the gaming space, pun intended. But despite acquiring some significant games like Minecraft, Microsoft has generally struggled in the game development department, with their most successful property being the Halo series. In order to bulk up their gaming intellectual properties, Microsoft decided to acquire Activision Blizzard. Now, you may not have played some of Activision's most successful games, but you've definitely heard of them, like World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, and Candy Crush, to name a few. This collection of games would be a logical pairing for Microsoft and a chance for them to bulk up in an area where they have long struggled. And why was this awesome portfolio of games and developers available for cheap? Because of a culture of sexual harassment. That's why. There are a lot of stories of sexual harassment at Activision Blizzard, but one particularly nasty one is what's being named cube crawls, where men in positions of power would get drunk and literally crawl through the cubicles of women who worked for them and groped them. The kind of stuff nightmares are made of. Now, the United States and the UK have both attempted to block the purchase because of concerns over Microsoft having too much of a monopoly in the cloud gaming area if it was permitted to purchase Activision. This has been interpreted as a sign that the United States government is going to attempt to limit the expansion of the tech companies, which increasingly touch every corner of our lives. However, the deal was unexpectedly approved by the European Union. This adds just another layer of complication to the United States government's ability to limit the expansion of giant multinational companies like Microsoft. At the center of all these stories are how a toxic boss can tank a company. While Vice may have never been worth what everyone wanted it to be worth, Activision was and is a digital goldmine. And while Elon Musk was one of Tesla's greatest assets for many years, he has also become their greatest liability. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. While I don't recommend investing in individual companies if you're a newbie investor, if you do choose to do so, make sure you do the research on the leadership and the corporate culture as well. Activision and Tesla are both publicly traded companies, and both companies have gone through moments where their stock price dropped dramatically due to bad press around the CEO. A great leader can carefully steer a company to new levels of profitability, but a crummy one can drive a great company straight into the ground. Money rehabbers, you have money hidden in your house.
Yeah, just hiding there in plain sight.
Okay, so I don't mean you have gold bars hidden somewhere in walls, treasure map style, but you do have a money-making opportunity that you're just leaving on the table if you're not hosting on Airbnb. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. By hosting your space, you are monetizing what you already own. It doesn't get easier than that. For me, hosting on Airbnb has always been a no-brainer. When I first signed up, I remember thinking to myself, "Self, you pay a lot of money for your house. It is time that house returned the favor." And to get real with you for a sec, I felt so much guilt before treating myself on vacation because traveling can be so expensive. But since hosting on Airbnb, I feel zero stress for treating myself to a much needed vacation because having Airbnb guests stay at my house when I'm traveling helps offset the cost of my travel. So it's such a win-win. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Do you ever get FOMO, fear of missing out? Well, do you ever get FOMO tupita, fear of missing out on the perfect hire? If so, I have the antidote. It's LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In any given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites, and that adds up to a serious squad of awesome candidates. LinkedIn has over a billion professionals on the platform, and these candidates are super qualified. So much so that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within just 24 hours. I work with LinkedIn Jobs for all of my dream team needs, so they're hooking up money rehabbers at linkedin.com/MNN. Go there and you can post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/MNN, as in Money News Network, to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Money Rehab is a production of Money News Network. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Money Rehab's executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Our researcher is Emily Holmes. Do you need some money rehab? And let's be honest, we all do. So email us your money questions, moneyrehab@moneynewsnetwork.com, to potentially have your questions answered on the show or even have a one-on-one intervention with me. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive video content. And lastly, thank you. No, seriously, thank you. Thank you for listening and for investing in yourself, which is the most important investment you can make.